All right, you're listening to Lone Star Money Resource. This is Mark Conley. I'm here with Jason Shreve, and we are having a fabulous Thursday afternoon. We're here with Dr. David Johnson of At First Sight Eye Care, and he's telling us an awesome story about going from being a basketball coach to an entrepreneur, and the successes that have come with that and the failures that have come with that. And it's been just giving us great insight, something that we can all learn from. We can all become better when we're thinking about business and how we're operating. And we want to really dive into that a little bit more. But before we get going there, real quick, if we got any new listeners out there, just tell us a little bit about your business and what you do, Dr. Johnson.
Thanks, Mark. We are comprehensive eye care. What does that mean? We do pretty much any type of eye treatments as far as glasses, contacts, co-management for surgery, as far as LASIK, cataract surgery. We work in conjunction with the Lens Crafters Macy's model that started last year across the U.S. Our Willowbrook location was one of the first ones to open in the state of Texas. And then now we have taken on a second venture with our new office in the Sugar Land area at First Colony Mall.
Tell me how that structure is. Like, help me understand. Mm-hmm. You've got Macy's and Lens Crafters, mm-hmm. and then you've got your business. Kind of help the listeners understand a little bit about the connection there. How
okay.
does that work?
Yeah. Well, Lens Crafters' parent company is all over. They own multiple brands. They are based in Italy, the parent company is. They decided they wanted to possibly partner with Macy's a few years ago. Mm-hmm. After millions of dollars of research that went into it, they felt like that it was a win-win. You'll find that most people that shop Macy's stores don't go inside malls other than into that store and back out.
Hmm.
That's what the research showed.
Okay, yeah.
And going into this model, I was shown those numbers, and I was like, that seems kind of inflated, the skeptic that I am.
Must be a skeptic.
Uh-huh. The funny thing is their higher-ups that I was speaking with about it, they said, well, tell you what, go inside the Galleria in Houston, see how many Macy's shoppers you see in there. I was like, how would I know that? And they said, look for Macy's bags.
Yeah.
So we walked it one day for about an
okay.
hour. I didn't see one. And it was just eye-opening to me. And no pun intended, of course.
Yeah. I love it.
And, you know, they were right. And, you know, they had done their research. And that Macy's model decided to take on that Lens Crafters. And people ask, why have two Lens Crafters within inside the same mall? And that's the reason. That's the basis behind it.
Okay.
And they would be considered competitors in a way, but then again, in a way, they're not.
It's almost a different market.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
So you're capturing that shopper. Okay. They see you. They say, hey, you know what? I can go get a new purse. I can eventually, very soon, get a Starbucks, because those seem to be mm-hmm. moving in, or the coffee cafes.
Yeah.
It's becoming a kind of a one-stop shop.
Right.
And Macy's new CEO was a big part of that when they decided to bring that model in, because they know that they have that target audience there that like to be able to get everything at the same place. And so I felt like it was a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah.
And my business, the way that plays in, is we actually take on a partnership with Luxottica Corporations, and or Lens Crafters' parent company, Luxottica. And as an independent, which is doctors must be in the state of Texas, certain states allow the doctors to be employee doctors of the corporation. Texas does not. A lot of that has to do with patient safety, because bottom line, you don't want corporations telling doctors how to prescribe.
Right.
Because
I get it.
You want your patients to have the best care. You don't want someone telling you, you have to prescribe such and such because it's better for our bottom line. Yeah. And that's the basis behind that. As far as our partnership, we do subleases through that Luxottica Corporation. So those are taken on. So we feed off of each other. They provide us with a lot of marketing tools, being so large that they are. So as a small business for me, that cuts some costs for me as well, marketing on the marketing side.
Yeah.
And that's not to say we don't do our own, but it sure helps when you have someone that large running commercials daily and things of that nature, because you guys know as well as I do, that can get extremely expensive and very hard to track.
Without a doubt. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that structure's interesting. So, and you've got two of them.
Right.
Make sure the listeners know where your locations are.
We are in Sugar Land at First Colony Mall, connected to the Macy's there in First Colony Mall. For people that are familiar with Sugar Land, our door actually, if I look out my door from my office, it looks at the Coca-Cola building. You can see it from my doorstep. And our Willowbrook location is connected to the Macy's there in Willowbrook Mall on the west side, facing 249.
So with two places, what does a typical work week look like for you? How do you manage that?
Well, you're juggling sometimes. Most days I'm consistently at one or the other, but I do have certain days where I will actually split the day. So obviously you guys living in Houston know this. I mean, I deal with traffic for hours sometimes, between offices, going from home to one and then over to the other and back home. So it can make for some late nights. But it's not going to be easy. And that goes for any business. I mean, you guys know that if it's worth doing, it's not going to be easy. And so I just know that it's going to be worth it because it's for myself, my wife, our family, and so that makes those long nights and late nights much, much easier when you look at things that way.
Yeah, and it's just a reality for Houstonians, too. I mean,
sure.
You spend so much time in the car.
Yeah. And no matter what I try to do between offices, I try to time it where, I'll go against traffic this way or I'll go against, nah.
That's never works.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a fail no matter what.
Yeah.
But that's cool. It's exciting. You got these businesses going. What's your next move? I mean, what do you see your future with your business?
The next step, my goal is to possibly take on another office within 2017. At that point, I'll be looking for a doctor to bring in to work in conjunction with myself. And so that's the goal right now. But like I say, it's touch and go because what I mentioned earlier is I don't want to take on too much too fast and not be able to take care of each one. And so if I feel the timing is right, which it was for these two, then we'll take it. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
A little bit of an ebb and flow, and you have to fill out the situation as it happens.
Absolutely. No question.
What are some of the new technologies you see in your industry?
You know, one of the things we use in our clinic, it's called the Optos Daytona. It will actually take a full view of the back of the eye, even without dilating drops, in most instances. That allows me to screen for a lot of disease, whether it might be diabetes, whether it's glaucoma, it could be a cancerous lesion in the retina, unfortunately, which we find from time to time. Those type of things that the patient otherwise probably would not even know is there. And, certain abnormalities of the retina you can find with this tool, and it's wonderful. I mean, it gives me so much information. It just makes me better at what I do. And you just got to love technology. And
our
field in optometry is all over technology. I mean, constant new things coming out. You can spend as much as you want on equipment.
Yeah.
There is no question.
So you got to struggle between, I'm trying to run a good business here. I can't just buy all the new stuff on a constant.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's really tempting. You go to these conferences and they're showing you what the next new thing is.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, that's very similar to what I have, but wait, it does this too.
The new feature.
Gotcha. So, yeah, that is a wonderful tool that we have in both of our offices. Also, there's a new technology that we're looking at bringing in for patients that what we would consider in our field, we would call low vision. Maybe it's a patient that has macular degeneration that has damage to their retina from that. Could be from just various disease processes. The new technology who we're speaking with, possibly bringing in right now, is it's actually glasses that not only does facial recognition, but allows a patient to look at a page and it actually read to them. And it's just neat stuff, guys. I mean, it gives people their life back.
Yeah, I can't imagine going from, you know, you're going throughout your daily routine, doing the things that you've always taken for granted, and then all of a sudden, you know, over time, your sight goes away and and life changes completely.
It's a really, really sad situation when you see that.
Yeah.
And if I could bring in this technology to give people that back, even in a small chunk of their life, I would love to do something like that. And so I see that probably being more in our clinics within the next few months. We're just working out the details of with the distributor right now, and we're going to go from there on that.
Very cool. Tell us a little bit of, or give some advice, if you will, to some of the other entrepreneurs out there who are interested in they want to start their own business. You've had success doing it. What would you tell them? They're listening.
Put some really smart people on speed dial because you're going to have questions no matter what. I mean, no matter how prepared you think you are, you're going to need those mentors. There's nothing like having that experience and talking to people that have gone through the same situations. And a lot of times they make you miss those road bumps because they've already done that and they know it doesn't work. So I think that's crucial. Just researching what you're wanting to go into thoroughly, making sure that what does the market look like? Because, you know, with you guys working in the market and with the market, you know, that affects everyone in some form or fashion. I mean, us living in Houston, the oil prices, it affected everybody in some form or fashion. And so making sure that you can be insulated in downturns like that, and still able to sustain, I think is really key.
Yeah, that's something for a lot of the entrepreneurs and folks that we work with, you know, especially when you're not in a stage, you know, in the business stage where if you have some lean years, you're okay.
Sure.
You've got to be thinking about that because we've, you know, especially with some of the folks that have been doing, you know, they own their own business, they've been in a certain industry for many, many years. Mm-hmm. They know how to handle the downturns, and sometimes that's what basically kicks entrepreneurs out of an industry because they maybe got too over leveraged in a certain area. They didn't have enough cash reserves basically to float themselves through a bad time
right.
in their business to get on to the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, last question: just what are some of the things that you do to continue to grow and become better? You've been a coach. Mm-hmm. What do you do to grow?
What do I do to grow? I go to a lot of conferences. I do a lot of continuing education in different settings. I always look for that conference that I haven't heard about something for a while new technologies. Like I say, I'm big on that, and I love the new technologies coming out. So I try to learn as much as possible. You never stop learning. I mean, yeah, you go to school for 10, 11 years, but you never want to think that, okay, well, I'm done. I don't need that anymore, because you always want to keep learning. There's always going to be new stuff. And to stay ahead of the game, you got to do that.
Fabulous. How would someone get in touch with you if they wanted to come work with you?
If they wanted to get in touch with me, they could call our offices. The Willbrook office number would be 281-469-1130. The Sugarland First Colony number is 281-494-8712.
And that brings us to the Bop Bang Boom Hard Truth Minute that only an awesome entrepreneur like Dr. David Johnson at First Sight Eye Care would tell you. As an entrepreneur, you want to go grab everything. Hold on, though, and take the time to do it right. You cannot get satisfied ever in that endeavor. Keep in mind, though, when you cut your losses
if something's not working, it's very important to do that and let that go. And as you proceed, bring in people with your values and be sure to treat others how you want to be treated. One of the biggest keys, yeah, it's just to be yourself and then surround yourself with a good team of people that you can call for advice and wisdom. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to be a Cowboys fan.
How about them Cowboys?
All right, I love it. All right, well, listen, we've got our next coaching coming up on July 20th. If you're interested in coming, we're going to be talking about how you can save yourself from the investment giants that are out there, how you can avoid doing some of the traps that will cause you to experience a lot of pain, especially when the next drop comes. If you want to come and learn, 713-826-0426, Lone Star Money Resource.
Hypothetical examples discussed are not intended to suggest a course of action or represent the performance of any product or security. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Diversification does not guarantee profit or protect against market loss. Investing in foreign securities may involve heightened risk including currency fluctuations, less liquid trading markets, greater price volatility, political and economic instability, less publicly available information, and changes in tax or currency laws. Such risks may be enhanced in emerging markets. The S&P 500 index is generally considered representative of the stock market as a whole. It, however, focuses on the large cap segment of the U.S. market. Indexes are unmanaged and do not invest directly in an index. Wealth Design Group does not give tax or legal advice. Anything mentioned in the show related to these items is not advised and must check with your CPA or attorney prior to taking action. Securities, products, and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities, a member of FINRA/SIPC.